BBC News. Donald Trump has dismissed the reported conclusions of the CIA that Russia interfered to help him win the US presidential election as ridiculous. In an interview with Fox News, Mr. Trump said he didn't believe it. He said his Democratic Party rivals were just trying to find another excuse for their defeat. In the same interview, the US president-elect suggested he should not be bound by the One China policy, a statement that's likely to be greeted with alarm in Beijing. He suggested the policy should be tied to other things, such as trade. The One China agreement, under which the US acknowledges Taiwan as part of China, has been the bedrock of Sino-American relations. The Italian Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni has been appointed Prime Minister to replace Matteo Renzi. Mr. Renzi resigned after being defeated last week in a referendum on planned constitutional reforms. Islamic State militants have retaken control of the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra after being driven out by heavy Russian airstrikes overnight on Saturday. The governor of Homs province said government forces had withdrawn but were regrouping in preparation to expel the jihadists. Exit polls in Romania suggest the Social Democrats have won Sunday's general election. They lost power a year ago amid public protests against corruption after a deadly fire at a Bucharest nightclub that had allegedly bribed officials to ignore safety breaches. The Macedonian singer Esma Recepova, who became known as the Queen of Romani Song, has died. She was 73. Recepova was one of the first vocalists to record in the Roma language and became an ambassador for her people worldwide. Voters in Kyrgyzstan have backed constitutional changes, which President Almazbek Atambayev's critics say are designed to prolong his grip in power. The Election Commission said almost 80% voted yes. BBC News.